they really need to stop giving people who owe them a lot of money, because most of the time it's somebody owe you a lot of money.
Help people understand that, because there's a lot of people who get into becoming a coffee roaster and they're like, I can roast coffee. I'm a fucking king of the world when it comes to roasting. This is going to be easy. Then you get into this and you realize like everybody wants 60-day terms and you're now carrying everybody else's business, right?
Even if you're 7-day in terms, they pay you in 5 weeks anyway. You know, even if they have the credit card over there, that doesn't mean you're going to get your money on time.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is the final, unfortunately, episode of a 5-part series with Noah Adra from Stitch Coffee in Sydney, Australia. And in this series, we're talking about the Australian coffee scene, with specifically about the volatility of what's going on, it usually being a lead indicator in our industry of what's going to be experienced around the world. That may not be what happens moving forward, but it has been historically what's happened. Given that's what's going on in Asia, it booming right now, given what's happening here in the Middle East, which is booming right now, but Australia is not. Australia is experiencing something very different. And we're talking in this episode about what are the solutions that are available. And we ended the last episode talking about how coffee roasters are getting absorbed rather than going out of business. So, Noah, for those who are a coffee roaster that's struggling, how do you talk to them about how they can get absorbed if they want to get absorbed?
That's a difficult one. I think it depends on the degree you want to get out, right? Okay. So how desperate you are to getting out, because I've seen roasters there. Did a lot of mistakes. They own a lot of money, and their exit strategy was like, just take my debt.
Yeah, I've seen that for years. People are like, take my cafe, just run it.
That's it. Take my debt. I'm out of it. You know, I think for whoever is in a struggling mode right now, they just have to really kind of stop and rethink. And what I mean by that is, they really need to stop giving people who owe them a lot of money, because most of the time it's somebody owe you a lot of money.
Help people understand that, because there's a lot of people who get into becoming a coffee roaster and they're like, I can roast coffee. I'm a fucking king of the world when it comes to roasting. This is going to be easy. Then you get into this and you realize like everybody wants 60-day terms and you're now carrying everybody else's business, right?
Even if you're 7-day in terms, they pay you in 5 weeks anyway. You know, even if they have the credit card over there, that doesn't mean you're going to get your money on time.
Don't deliver the coffee unless they pay up front. That's my rule with all my clients.
But you can't, because you can't even, like, what do you roast on a day? Like 7 batches every day, or you roast 20 batches when the money gets into your account? It's a very difficult, right. You are a manufacturer. You can't just turn a roaster and, you know, make an egg on sandwich, you know, and just hand it over on a plate, you know, when a customer, you know, you have a production, you have packing, you have, you know, certain system you have to follow. You got cupping, you got, you know, procedures that requires time, and you can't just say, when you pay me, I'll deliver. Like, well, we want it to be roasted today. Do you want it? We only roast one day a week. It's a complicated and complex, not the roasting. The roasting part is the easy
That's
part.
That's the easy part. The logistics.
Roasting is not a hard part.
The timing.
The operation, the logistic, the packing, the, you know, sometimes as simple as knowing your, you know, the best aged of your coffee. do you want your customer to age it? Do you want yourself to age it? How do you want to operate? You know, what sort of packaging you want to put it in? You know, is the valves working or not working? Because it doesn't work. The degassing process is quite low. It's a very, it's quite complex when you start, you know, started to go deeper in it. So go back to the question, I think if you're really struggling right now, which, you know, you're not the only one, you know, me too, we're all struggling to know what's next, you know, it's just, you just have to think about, you know, you need to go to B2C. How do you get there? How do you get the people to know you, not the cafe owner to know you, you know? Because cafe owner will shake your hand. You have the best, you know, you're nothing wrong with your coffee. Nothing wrong with your coffee. But for some reason, they decided that they got bored. I don't know what happened to their head. Who knows? You like give them all the machine in the world. You literally spend $35,000 to $40,000.
It can be soul destroying.
And they can just leave you in 7 and 8 months. Like you don't even get to do anything with that. You know, it happened to me. It happened to a lot of other people because you trust, you know, you're like, yeah, we shook hands, you know, that's it. It happened, you know. So if it's happening to you right now, cut the losses. Even they owe you a lot of money. And let me tell you, if they owe you $6,000, you're never going to get it back.
No.
You know, no. Because the problem with it, even if you take them to liquidation, it costs you $6,000 to liquidate someone. So,
yep.
Unless you know their bank account, that's a different story, which nobody's going to give you their private bank account and nobody's going to get there. So I've done it. So if you see it above six, top supply, even above $3,000 or $1,100 or $1,500, just stop supply.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're going to lose it, but they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to lose it. They're going to go. So you're going to see those people rotating very often.
Cut your
losses.
You
know, sometimes.
This is again why relationships are so important. And don't rush into bed with people, right? Like start small, give them a few day terms. See how that goes. Build the trust over time. Build the quantities over time. I mean,
and like I can give you a very stupid example. You know, they sell their cafe. You build a relationship. You sell the cafe. They don't even introduce it to the new guy. Mm-hmm. They don't even tell you they're selling the new cafe. They don't even give you, like, you've been there. You help them. You tried. This is, you can see from experience coming out of me. And it happened this week, which is kind of hilarious.
Okay, fantastic. I hope they're listening.
you have to take the machine out on Friday. Why? You know, we sold the cafe. I was like, all right, can we talk to the new owner? Can we have a decision? Can we have a conversation? I mean, are we allowed? Like, yeah. It's hilarious. It's funny.
Hilarious is one word. Ridiculous is another.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? Like, really? Anyway, but this is, again, you know, why do you want to invest your money and effort in this? Don't.
Yeah. There are bigger, not to, you know.
The bigger guys, you know. You know, the guys that own by multi-million, billion-dollar company. No worries, you know, let them do the work. You know, but try to focus on, you know, the people that really actually enjoy.
When it comes to solutions and when it comes to these kinds of scenarios, as a business owner, I want to talk to you about mental health because in challenging times and volatile times, that can be something that people don't talk enough about and people are not focusing enough on the marathon that this is. Actually, let me ask you this ahead of time. Is this something that you think is going to be over in 12 months?
What is the
whole the crisis, yeah,
spectrum?
The crisis that we're in.
No, not really. I think at least 2 years minimum. It has to, probably a little bit longer than that to get a recovery. But we really don't know. There's a lot of emerging market. There's a lot of other things that are happening overseas. I could see they are beyond us, you know. I mean, they were able to sell coffee way more expensive than us. You know, they're introducing coffee at a higher price. You know, I think, you know, take luck in on the side and all the other guys on the side. I think the luck in, they're kind of the track builders, you know, and then you're going to have different trains later, right?
Right.
So I think here, we will be in a little bit. It needs to drop, so it's kind of rectify itself. We've been talking about it for a while, but it actually never happened, like, properly.
No, it needs to happen. Like, we need
it didn't get to that level.
And it's brutal to say this. It really is. But we have such a saturated market globally. And we really do need a desaturation in the businesses that are zombie businesses. Folks, that's a technical term. A zombie business is a business that is, like, they call it that because it's the walking dead. These are the businesses that operate on fumes from, you know, month to month. They barely scrape by every month. They only survive because of that. We need them to go out of business.
Yeah, they have to. Otherwise, it's not fair.
The kindest thing is for the whole supply chain. No disrespect to those businesses, but they are a dead weight on our industry. And we need to help them go out of business. Once that happens, there's going to be pain for a while. And then once that pain is done, then we can rebuild. Through that process, though, Noah, and I personally think that we're in for minimum 5 years. But I hope I'm wrong. And I have been wrong before, so you never know. This may be something that lasts 1 year, 2 years, but I think it's going to be more like a five-year kind of stretch, maybe longer. But what kind of go on.
I think just to add on, the only thing that's going to stop it from coming back earlier is the workforce, people actually interested.
Bro, while OnlyFans exists, that's not happening.
Yeah, probably.
That'd right?
Be, like, there's a lot of other jobs you can do right now and just enjoy a cup of coffee at home. So again, right, the focus on the B2C.
Yeah. But when it comes to weathering this storm, so even a successful business like you, right, who's done all the right things, has multiple revenue streams.
I'm not successful, but we're trying. Yeah.
That's a humble.
We're still around.
Right. You're still around and you're surviving, right? What advice do you have for business owners who have built well but are also going to be tested through this time, this volatility? What do you have for them with regards to their mental health, you know, surviving as a business, all of that? What advice do you have?
Mental health is, yeah.
You have a me, so you're fine.
You can start smoking. I'm joking. That's what I did.
Get yourself a Lee and a packet of cigarettes.
you'll be fine. You know? This is probably not a, you know, it's a good thing sometimes smoke it out. But no, I think mental health is a lot of pressure. I'll be honest. You know, some people can cope with it. Some people it's quite strong and powerful. It's better to speak out about it and, you know, and tell people when you're not well. I think it's very important, you know, so they understand you better.
Have good people.
But have good people around you, you know, bounce. And you know what? Sometimes if you have to give some of your shares for someone that just is a great bouncing partner, mm-hmm. you know, it's worth it, you know, because you can't do it by yourself. You can't. There's no one on earth. It's just too hard. To be alone.
And folks, I just want to say, we offer a free service at Mapper Forward. And that free service is that if you need to close your business and you don't know how to do it while keeping your dignity, I offer free consulting to anyone who wants to close their business and doesn't know how to do it. So that is kind of a community service that we do to help people close with dignity and respect. So please don't hesitate. If you need that help, we have a million different ways that you can get in contact with us. And just do it. We're happy to help so that you save face in the community because it can be very hard.
Yeah. And, you know, if don't hold for too long anyway. Sometimes better to let go and find something that suits better, you know, because it's not worth it otherwise, you know. And seek advice and make sure you listen, though. You don't seek advice and don't do it. It's not.
We don't know anybody like that, Noah, at all.
Yeah, you know,
we've never done that.
No point, you know. you know. But, yeah, I mean, stuff like these are quite important. Now, the other part is, what can you do better? I think be open to revolutionize the way you think. So, for example, system in place. If you've never thought they're important, they're the most important part. Calculate every steps.
Know your numbers.
So important. Know your numbers. Get the right software. Use the right AI tools, like the right rostering system. The right account. You can't live without knowing your numbers. Like, it's just no point.
Blows my mind.
You know, you have to have the right, you know, advice from financial, human resources, HR policies. I mean, you need to know all the awards to whatever level you want to go. Like, you don't even know the rules. Because no one knows the rules. But
they keep changing the fucking rules, bro.
Rules. You don't even know what rules you're on. You need to be a lot of, you know, you need to have different hats. Like, really, it's insane. But it is part of the challenge. You know, if you really enjoy that challenge and you see yourself as part of it, and you're ready to kind of hustle and bustle and wake up every morning and have a big smile and ready to serve with it, then you're fine. You're a person that will suit, and you're going to be okay. Mm. But if you don't have the above and you think, I'm just here to the show, it's not going to work anymore.
No, there's no...
You don't know how, if you don't use your emails, if you don't have a proper channels to communicate with your staff, certain hours, all that kind of stuff, you're not going to make it. It's just...
This is not a glamorous industry.
No. And it needs, and it's becoming more and more, and it requires professionalism right now more than ever before. Like, yes, you can have a small cafe and build a community, but the thing is, you're going to have a small cafe, but that's it. Like, don't think that community is going to grow to another cafe, because it's hard to replicate those type of business model. But if you have, you know, if you're thinking of replication, then you need to have more systematic approach. You need to have more of this, more of how do you boost creativity while having this training. And so it's complicated, but the solution are there. Be organized, be ready, push yourself, you know, answer emails. You know, you'll be very surprised. You know, if there is an update on your email, just make sure you look at it. The amount of, you know, people work in the coffee industry, they don't check their emails.
Everyone who listens to this that knows you has gone to check if they have an unanswered email. They haven't answered your email.
Not from me. I don't know how to. But, you know, I know because I see it.
Yeah. Like, do I have an unanswered email
like,
for it?
No. It's like, you read the email? What is that?
All right. I wanted to thank you for the way that you set an example in this industry. I'm really proud to be your friend, and I'm proud of what you do for this industry and the amount of people that you employ, the way you look after your team, and the way that you keep moving with the same values. Your values only grow in this industry. You don't turn around and betray your own values to continue doing business. And so it's a pleasure to know you and to do business with you. Help people understand where they can communicate with you if they want to get in touch. Or buy from Stitch.
Just jump on. I jump on Stitch Coffee. You can direct message, or you can send me to my email nawar@ecre.coffee as well. More than happy to answer any question you guys have. Not a lot, because I don't answer my email. No, I'm joking.
We'll have links in the show notes.
I would put a red flag.
Links are in the show notes, folks. Go follow Stitch Coffee on Instagram, stitch.coffee, or ecre.coffee. Links are in the show notes. Noah, thank you. Will you sign off for us?
Thank you. Yeah, love.
No, bro, don't act like you don't know it. You wear a fucking t-shirt.
Look at this. I got bubbles.
Balloons.
Peace, love, and peanut butter.
Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Bye. Yeah, bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.